And why don't we do that? Why don't we lift up the name of Jesus today? God, we praise you. We lift you up, God. We praise you. Amen. Amen. I meant to make mention of this during our offering announcements, but I got so excited by Brother Gordon's testimony, I passed right over it. But today is Bread Sunday, and it's kind of looking back at November and December. We missed a Sunday. I think, again, that was probably my fault. I got too excited and overlooked it. But for those that did participate in the Bread program on either November of 2019 or December of 2019, if you could raise your hand, Brother Greg is going to make sure you get some bread to celebrate this. You get two if you get both. Only you know if you did both. So take two. If you didn't read both and you take two, that's between you and the Lord, and I don't want to get in the way of that. So you do have to wait till after we finish before you open them, because we will all hear you crinkling that wrapper, and everyone will look at you. So Sister Darlene, two, not three. We covered 2 months. As we're finishing that up and turning our attention to our Bibles, the book of Psalms, chapter 4, or 34, I apologize. And as you're turning there, we want to have special prayer. I had a chance to talk with somebody yesterday after the funeral, sitting at lunch, and just talking about a family member that needs Jesus, that has just not been involved with church, needs Jesus, and they felt just a call now more than ever to just reach and push and connect with that person, connect with that family member. And I feel the same way, that now so more than ever, it is not time to just be relaxed and be casual. I'm not saying we chide people, I'm not saying we attack people, but our family needs to know that we're praying for them. Our family needs to know that there is a God that loves them. There is a truth that is for them. And so why don't we just take just a moment as we transition into the Word. Let's just lift up each and every family member that is not here, that should be here, and ask God to reach to them right now in Jesus' name. God, we pray, Lord, we lift up these names. We lift up these family members, God. I pray, Lord, that you would encourage these parents, encourage these grandparents, encourage these children to keep praying, to keep believing, God, to keep calling upon you, God, that only you can reach them. God, we will do whatever we can do. We will witness. We will share the gospel. We will share what you have done in our life, God. But at the end of the day, it's got to be you that reaches to them. It's got to be you that draws them. God, I pray that there be a softening of hearts. God, that they would turn from their wicked ways. God, that they would follow after you. Use us to reach them. Use us to be missionaries, to reach them. God, to be disciples, to draw them into you, to draw them into the kingdom. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm believing for revival in our lost loved ones in 2020. I'm believing that God's going to do the work. Amen. Amen. Psalms 34, verse 1, reading through verse 4. This is David speaking, and it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. I don't feel like I'll be long today. I told the singers beforehand, I feel like this is going to be a short sermon, and every time that's spoken from the pulpit, everyone rolls their eyes and looks at their watch. So I apologize for putting that into your mind, but I believe that we need to start our year off with praise to the Most High God. That the best thing that we could do to start 2020, our first service, is magnifying the Lord with me, is exalting his name together. So I want to speak to us for a few moments. I will bless the Lord at all times. Why don't we lift up the name of Jesus as we begin to get into His Word? God, we thank You, Lord, for what we felt today. We thank You, Lord, for what You did last year. But God, it's a new year. You're deserving of new praise. You're deserving of new magnifying. God, You're deserving of new exalting. And so I will do that today. I will make up in my mind today to exalt You, today to lift You up. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You are holy, God. You are worthy, God. We thank You for it. We thank You for it. We thank You for it. Jesus' name, you may be seated. This passage that we know so well, that we've heard many times, David begins it by exclaiming, "He will bless the Lord." He said, "I am going to bless the Lord." David made his praise personal. Nobody was going to bless the Lord for David. Nobody was going to take his place in blessing the Lord. He was determined that he was going to bless the Lord. See, God had done some very personal things in David's life that only he could give God praise for. Only he could give God praise for what he did with Goliath. No one else slayed Goliath. No one else had taken out the Philistines. Only David could give God praise for what he had done in his life. Not just the public things. There were private things that we don't even know about that happened in David's life. Only David could bless God for what he had done in his personal life. Nobody can give God praise for what he has done in your life. If God's done something for you, it's up to you to give God glory for it. No one else can give God glory for what he's done in your life. I refuse to come to church and let somebody else praise God for what he's done in my life. I don't want to be a bystander and watching somebody worship and watching somebody praise God. If he's done something for you, he's worthy of praise. You ought to praise God. You can't come to church on a Sunday and lift up your hands and thank God for healing my wife. That's not your miracle. My wife was sick for years. We didn't have an answer, but God did a work in her life. So I will bless God for what he's done in her life. You can't praise God, but I can praise God for what he's done. There were times where we didn't have any money in the bank. I didn't have a job. We didn't know what we were going to do, but God provided. But God stepped in, so I will bless the Lord. If God's done anything in your life, it is up to you to bless God for it. It is up to you to put praise in your mouth. Nobody can do it for you. You've got to make up in your mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord. Amen, amen. Your neighbor can't praise God for what he's done in your life. Only you can praise God. And I serve a God that is worthy of my absolute best praise. He's worthy of my best worship. Hebrews 13 says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." God is worthy of a sacrifice of praise. God is worthy of us to it's a praise that costs something. Before Jesus, or before God came to earth as Jesus, there was an animal sacrifice. It was a pure sacrifice. It was a firstborn sacrifice. It was a valuable sacrifice. They didn't take the old decrepit lamb that was on its last legs that was going to die any second, and they say, "We'll choose this as a sacrifice. This is worthy." No, they knew that the most costly, precious lamb, the firstborn, the one-year-old, the pure-blooded lamb, that was the sacrifice that they were to give to him. And then Jesus came to earth, robed himself in flesh, went to a cross, and we no longer offer animal sacrifice. But in place of that, we are to offer a sacrifice of praise that costs us something. I refuse to give God praise that doesn't cost me anything. I believe God is worthy of more than just a praise. If you serve a praise God, then you're in the wrong church, because this is a church that worships, that offers sacrifice, that runs, that jumps, because God has done something for me, so I'm going to offer Him praise that costs something. I'm going to offer Him praise that makes me sweat, praise that means something. God has done too much for me to offer Him a weak praise. God deserves a great praise. God deserves great worship. Maybe you're not able to run the aisles or jump or swing from the chandeliers like you used to. Maybe you're beyond that, but you can still give God something. You can still give God some amount of praise. You can still offer some sacrifice of praise. Psalms 100:1-4 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." You can't come into this church on a Sunday and be stagnant. This is not a stagnant church. Giving God praise isn't contingent upon your personality. You may say, "Well, I'm very introverted. I'm quiet. That's how He made me." No, God made you to worship Him. If God made you introverted, then find an introverted way to praise God. But you better praise God. You better worship God. Your praise can't be contingent upon how you're feeling. If you're sick in your body, I feel bad for you. I'll pray with you. But that doesn't inhibit the praise that God is deserving of. Praise isn't contingent upon how much money you got in your bank account. If you're waiting for your bank account to be full to praise God, you're going to be waiting a long time, sister or brother, whoever is doing it. You're going to be waiting a whole long time, but I will praise God whether I got no money, whether I'm sick, or whether I got all the money and I'm healthy. I will praise God. I will bless God. I will worship God. If I got God, I don't have any other issues. My praise isn't contingent upon how much I got. My praise is contingent upon who He is. As long as He's on the throne, He's worthy of the praise. The scripture that we read, 34:1, continues. It says, "His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In the great times, I will bless the Lord. In the bad times, I will bless the Lord. In the trials, I will bless the Lord. In blessings, I will bless the Lord. At all times, I will bless the Lord." See, we never will finish praising God. We never will accomplish too much that we no longer have to praise God. We never will arrive to a position or a place. You can be elected pastor and you don't get promoted over praising God. You could be district super. You could be Brother Colthart. He is not beyond praising God. You could be Brother Bernard. He is not beyond praising God. You never graduate beyond praising God. We are all called to praise God. It doesn't matter your role, your position. You could be a sinner far from Jesus, or you could be like David and be a man after God's own heart. Your role is to praise God. Your role is to continually bless His name, continually have His praise be in your mouth. We don't praise God because things are going well. We praise God because He is on the throne. He's not the God of your circumstances. He's the God of creation. Oh, God, I praise You at all times. We praise God. When you're in the storm of your life, bless God. When you feel heavy and overwhelmed, praise God. Isaiah 61:3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When you got nothing but heaviness, when you got nothing but a weight that's just been draped across your shoulders, when you're just broken down and beaten by every single attack of the enemy, God has given you a garment of praise. And it is a garment. It's like stepping out of a shower onto cold tile in the bathroom, and you grab that robe out of the dryer and you just put it on, and you know, ooh. You slide your foot into the slippers. Oh, you take that nice hot cup of coffee that your spouse has prepared and put the right amount of cream and sugar in, and or just black if you're weird. And for that 3 minutes, there's no kids, there's no work, there's no issues. It's just, That's what the garment of praise is meant to be like. When you just are beaten down and broken, God just wants to give you a garment of praise where you just, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, I praise you. Sometimes you don't have the words to speak. You don't even know what to say. You're so beaten down and overwhelmed and heavy. But Psalm 61:2 says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When I am so overwhelmed and broken and downtrodden and just beat up, the scripture says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When you don't know what else to do, you don't have the words to pray on your own, you couldn't put it together, you couldn't even formulate a sentence, you go to the rock that is higher than I. See, when you open up your Bible, just turn to the book of Psalms. Just see where it leads you. You get into the book of Psalms, it's nothing but praise to God. It's nothing but glorifying God. And you begin to read the scriptures that the psalmist wrote. You look in Psalms 103:1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his name. And it starts to feel good. So you go to 104:31. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 106:1, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. 107:1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You go to 107:15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And when you start to read the words, you start to believe the words, and you keep reading. 108:1, oh God, my heart is fixed. God, my mind is made up. I will sing praise and glory unto the Lord. You go to 109. You keep moving in your Bible. You keep reading. You go to 110, verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies my footstool. You go to 111:2. The works of the Lord are great. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. You go to 113:3. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. You go to verse 117. His merciful kindness. His merciful kindness. And 117 is great toward us. The truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? And then you get to Psalms 118:24. When you don't have any other words to pray, when you don't know what else to do, you get to 118:24 and you say, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice in it. Oh, even though the day may look bad, even though there may be trials, even though there may be hurt, God, you've made today, and I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice in it. Oh, God, everything's going bad. I'll rejoice. God, I don't know what to do, but I'll rejoice. I'll rejoice. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen, amen, amen. Be seated. Amen. What you magnify becomes larger and takes up more of your attention. We are very good at magnifying things, but our problem becomes we magnify the wrong things. We act like the scripture we just read says, oh, magnify my problems with me. Oh, magnify my issues with me. We get together and we form little circles where we like to vent and complain about our problems. And when we do that, our problems don't become smaller. They only become larger. They only take more of our bandwidth. They only take up more of our attention. But the scripture says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. We got to get to a place where we determine in our minds, I don't care my problems. I don't care my trials. I'm going to magnify the Lord and make him the only thing that I see. I'm going to focus upon him that he gets all of my attention. Nothing else is going to get in the way of magnifying God. Nothing else is going to get in the way. I think sometimes we can miss the mark on a whole Sunday service thing. I understand we need structure. I like to print out these little agendas so we can stay on cue and we make sure we do everything we need to do. And then I always add little notes and then forget little notes. I don't even know why I add the notes. But we like to have structure. But if we get every part of the service lined up perfectly, if Brother Spencer comes and he welcomes us and my wife then plays the right note on the key and then the singers sing in perfect pitch harmony and then we get up and we take the biggest offering we've ever seen and then you know everything goes according to plan, but we leave a service without magnifying God, without exalting God, we've wasted all of our time. We've wasted everything because we don't come to church to take up an offering. We don't come to church to sing songs. We don't come to sing perfect harmony. If all of that was wrong, if they didn't sing anything that they practiced, if it was terrible and a disaster and nobody put any money in the offering, if all of that took place, but we got together and had a good old-fashioned Pentecostal move of the Holy Ghost where we said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together, then I believe God would start to work and God would say, I don't care about the singing. I don't care about the offering. They're magnifying me. They're calling upon me, so I'm going to pour out my spirit there. I'm going to break chains of bondage there. I'm going to bring liberty there. I'm going to move there. I'm going to work there. We don't have to have everything lined up and perfect. We just got to have a move of the Holy Ghost. We just got to glorify God. We just got to give him the honor that he is due. God is worthy of it. And if we're ever going to see the revival that we want to see, that we talk about seeing, we got to do like David said and said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. I don't want to be doing it on my own. David didn't want to be doing it on his own. He didn't want to be praising on his own. He wanted to magnify him with me. Let us come exalt his name together. I want to get with my brother. I want to get if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So I want to get in unity as a church and exalt the name of the Lord together. To be in unity, praising and calling upon Jesus. Oh, God, work in this place. Touch us, Jesus. We got to get in unity that we get with our brother. We come alongside our sister, and we say, I know I'm going through some things. I know you're going through some things, but God is worthy of the praise. God is worthy of the glory. Oh, God, I praise you in Jesus' name. Poor Brother Greg always sits in the hot seat and always has to do this. Thank you for your willingness, Brother Greg. We've just got to get in unity that this is our only purpose. This is our only goal. This is why we were created. Ain't no rock gonna cry out in my place. If we don't praise him, God will make the pews praise him. God will make the lights praise him. God will get praise. God's gonna get his praise. And I choose to do what I was created to do, and that is praise the name of the Lord. It's what I was designed to do. Amen. Let's all stand. Once we've blessed, once we've magnified, once we've exalted, God does a work. Psalms 34:4, the last verse that we read in our text was, I sought the Lord, he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. When you seek the Lord, he will hear you, and he will deliver you. If you seek the Lord, if you seek him, that's the only thing you got to do is seek the Lord. Even if you're imperfect, even if you're full of sin, even if you've never been further from God, you're at the furthest away from God, if you seek God, he will find you. You will find him. Acts 17:27, that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. I believe with everything in me that God is not far from any one of us today. I believe that God is here right now. His presence is in this place. And he's just saying, if somebody will seek me, they will be delivered. The scripture says delivered from all of their fears. It doesn't say delivered from a fear. Not delivered from one fear. God paints with a very broad brush. And when God delivers one thing, God delivers everything. He is a wide swipe when he delivers. And God is offering deliverance today if you will magnify Him, if you will seek Him. God says, I have deliverance for you today. Whatever you're facing, whatever's held you down, whatever's kept you captive, there's deliverance for you today. Why don't we, right where we're at, let's just lift up our hands and let's begin to pray that. Come on. Let's put this into action right where you're at. Come on. Magnify the Lord with me. Come on. Exalt His name together. Come on. Only you can give God praise for what He's done in your life. Only you can do it. Oh, God, we need you right now. We felt you in this service. We feel you in this place. I pray that a supernatural touch would flow. God, begin to move right now. God, I pray that that faith would arise. Faith in you. Faith that you've called us to a place. Faith that you are going to answer our prayers. That you're going to deliver us right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, that's all right. Come on, let your praise cost you something today. Come on, it's okay to sweat a little bit. It's okay to get loose a little bit in the Holy Ghost. It's okay to push a bit past what you're comfortable with because God is worthy of the praise. Amen. 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 Now as we close this service, I'm going to ask us, let's do what David said in verse 3. Let us exalt His name together. I'm going to open up the altar. I'm going to invite you to grab somebody's hand, bring them down with you. I know it's uncomfortable, but why don't we just exalt the name of the Lord together? Let's let our first Sunday of this year be all about exalting the name of the Lord. Come on, I'm opening up the altar. I'm asking you to come with me. Come on, we're going to praise the name of the Lord together. We're going to lift up the name of the Lord together. Come on. Come on, that's it. That's it. Has He done something for you? Come on. Come on, that's it. Begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Begin to thank Him for everything He's done. That's it. Yes. Giving 2019 praise. Some of you are giving praise that you gave last year. God wants new praise for this year. If you need God to do something in your life, you ought to praise. I'm not saying you got to run, but just give God more than just right here. Come on, extend your hand. If that's out of the ordinary, extend your hands. It doesn't hurt to bounce. You can bounce a little bit. God is just worthy of some praise. God's worthy of some glory. Come on. Make it a point. Get outside your comfort zone. Get beyond you today. God, we praise you.
Lord. Him for what He's done today. Let's thank Him, God, for how He's moved today. We thank You, Jesus. Come on. Amen. 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 God is good. He is worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the praise and more. I think too often we just forget what God has done. It's cool to look around and see the people that, I don't know all your stories. I know some of your stories. And you can kind of see some of the people that didn't grow up in this. You could see the ones that had to find this on their own. And when you look at when Brother Gordon gives a testimony and talks about being in the bungalow and talks about being in the bar and talks about what God did, and then you see Brother Gordon come down to the front and begin to worship, begin to praise, because God brought him through some things, and he's worthy. And I say this tongue in cheek, and I don't mean this, but maybe I do, that's why I say it. But almost 1% of me wishes that some of you would go through some things just so when God brought you through it, you turn around and give him the praise for it. Because God is worthy of the praise. And of course, I don't want anybody to go through anything. But man, he is worthy of praise, and he's done some good things in our lives today. Amen. What a service. You are dismissed today. Scott's done something. She's got a testimony.
God is good all the time.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for what he's done for me in 2019. It's going to make me stronger in 2020. And how many knows what January 3rd was? What did we celebrate on January 3rd? Let's go ahead and sing happy birthday to our pastor. A happy birthday to you.
A happy birthday to you. May you find Jesus near every day.
A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. May the best that you've ever had. Well, I couldn't hire a Brinks driver, so we got Ethan to bring up our collection that we had. If you can go down there and hold that, and we're going to get a picture. If somebody got a phone, that we can get a picture of Brother Pastor Titus with his money bag. That's just a little something of appreciation that we have for our pastor. We hope you have a blessed day, and I hope you enjoy having us as your sheep.
Well, thank you for this. This is very generous. Oh, man. The wheelbarrow doesn't stay. Somehow I'll use this for a sermon. Somehow. But thank you very much. My wife and I, we say it all the time. We say it to you, but we say it even more to us or to each other. We are just so blessed to be here. It is more than you know, a blessing to us. And what God has done in the last 3 or 4 months is just, whew, man. God is so good, and thank you for the many messages, texts, Facebook posts, and Ethan for carting up this money. So thank you all. You're very kind and very generous, and it is not needed or wanted, but I appreciate it very much. So thank you. Now God bless. Right now you're dismissed. Amen.